T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Green and gold. We live this world of green and gold. We're gifted. My green and gold.
Okay, so it's kind of like, I'll say it's about Eddie J's songs. Every time I hear it, I like it more.
Yes, same. Same. Yeah. We Rule This Diamond really grew on me, dude. The first day we played it, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Eddie might have missed on this one. I don't know if we have our playoff anthem, but that, the more I played it, the more I liked it. And I think the same with this one too.
This one might start lower than the other two.
Oh no, this one for me slapped harder the first time than We Rule This Diamond. Nothing compares.
No, I think that if you look at these songs, because Eddie's has Bucks Lost, We Rule This Diamond, and now this World of Green and Gold. I think if you look at it as like a trilogy, Bucks Lost was Major League, We Rule This Diamond, Major League 2. This is more Major League 3, Back to the Minors.
Wow. Back to the Minors. I didn't even see that one. They really made that?
It's just like the catcher. It's the catcher. The catcher goes to the minors. They did a whole movie around the catcher.
Wow. Really? Okay.
The new one, the catcher in Major League 2, who needs to like memorize pornography.
Oh, hey, Bart, I have to cut you off. Very special guest on the phone line right now. It's the one, the only, the local legend, the man himself, Eddie J. Lemberger of Green.
Oh, good.
What's up, Eddie J.? How are you, my friend?
Hey, Rami and Bart. Well, first of all, I have to thank you because the last time I was on your show and I got into my metaphysical BS, you know.
Yeah.
And then you said, hey, you got a song? And I didn't, you know, but that, then you planted that seed in my mind, and that's how this song came about.
See that? I'm an inspiration to artists.
Green and gold, you're an inspiration.
Thank you, Eddie.
I think you guys, you know, here's my idea behind this, okay, because I was a little worried about this San Francisco game, all right? And I think the lyrics of this song, forget the bump and all that stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the lyrics of this song. I mean, it's a galvanizing, you know, galvanizing the mind to win a championship lyrics, okay? It's taken the entire tradition of Green Bay. So I'm a little worried about that, you know, sniveling little Garoppolo and, you know, their coach, you know, Shanahan, that they're going to try to, you know, posture above the Packers and everything like that. And we got to, when they come into town, we got to say, no. You know, we've got over a century of victories here. We've got a great tradition. You can't come in here and win this game, you know, no matter what you try to do. So if you listen to my lyrics, I think this is a classic. And I think you guys are wrong about not liking it right away, because if you go on to Milwaukee Record Facebook site,
yeah,
it's got like 4.8 out of 5.
Hell yeah. Likes. There you go, Eddie. And I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I liked it more every time I heard it.
I said I liked it every time.
I said I liked it more every time I heard it. Never said I didn't like it. I just said I liked it more every time I heard it.
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, okay. So, anyway. So
Eddie, how many times have you gone to MilwaukeeRecord.com and voted?
See?
Stop
it. Bart's
not getting it, Robbie. You know? No, Bart's not on board, man. Bart's not. If the Packers lose
on
Sunday,
board, Eddie.
If the Packers
I'm
lose Sunday, it'll be because he's not picking up what you're putting down, my friend.
All I do is pick up what Eddie puts down.
Eddie, appreciate the call, man.
No, wait, is Eddie still right, there?
Hold on. Yes, he is still there. Go ahead, Bart.
Eddie, yep. I mean, yeah. you're Packer Polka, though, from the 90s. You've already made one of the greatest Packer songs of all time.
Okay,
I don't even know if I would touch it again.
This is an anthem song. I really like this one, and people I play this one to, they think it really bangs, you know?
It does.
You heard it on TV now and stuff like that, and everybody's saying, oh, my God, this one is great.
Eddie, it's a banger.
What's that?
I said it's a banger, buddy. It's a banger.
Yeah. And then again, you know,
how do you feel that when I wake up, Eddie, your song is like the first thing that's in my head?
See, so it's getting into you, you know?
It is. It's in me. Eddie, you are in me.
It's making you more, you know, positive. It's making you more like of a champion like, you know, Rami and I are, you know? We're trying to get you up to snuff.
That's right. That's right. Trying to get you on our level, Bart. Eddie, thanks for the call, buddy.
Exactly. Okay, Rami.
Appreciate you. There's Eddie J. Lemberger. He's in Bart.
So that was from Rami's show yesterday.
Green and gold.
And I'm telling you,
we're gifted.
The more I hear them, the more I do like them.
More than a century of victory.
I think when we started playing Bucks Lust at first, it was kind of like, but you know, then it became an anthem.
We reign supreme.
Yeah.
Champions on a mission. Superb title town.
414-799-1250. Who are you watching the game with? Are you tailgating? What kind of boots do you like to order for your wife? Let's get out the Spark guy. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. What's up, Spark guy?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
I was ready to jump right into the big game four questions, but Meatloaf, I found out from you guys. I'm bummed, man. What a legend. I mean, seriously, I can't believe.
Yeah, I should have broke that news better. I just assumed everybody heard it already.
Man.
And I was like playing Meatloaf, and then I'm like, oh, by the way, he's dead.
I mean, it is a little jarring, but I think, you know, like I said, I'm coming up on my 40th. I think when you get older, I think some of these deaths are more shocking because in my mind, I mean, he's been out of the public spotlight for what? 10, 15 years, so he's still relatively young in the mind's eye. But yeah, that's kind of what we deal with as we get older. But I was going to ask you, trivia-wise, Meatloaf, I got a trivia question for you, or at least a meaning question. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. What is it that he won't do?
You know, is there a real answer to this? Because I've always wondered.
There is. And I was so proud of myself. This is like 5, 6 years ago. He gave the answer. And it was what I had always thought. So you don't know the answer. Is that your final answer?
Well, what my answer is, I don't think I can say on the air.
No, that is not the answer. That is not the answer.
No, he will do that stuff?
There is a lot of deviations or derivatives to that answer of what you just gave. I mean, there's endless possibilities.
He will do that, huh? Because I'm not into it.
I'm not into that. He will not cheat on her. He will always hold. He will not take their love for granted, which would include cheating on
them.
He'd do anything for love, but once he's in love, he's not going to go search for love somewhere else. So I would do anything for love, but I won't do that, which is look for more love.
Wow. Speaking of cheating, did you hear this story about the Dallas Cowboys fan?
I did not.
So you watched the Cowboys Niners game, and there were all those pictures of those sad fans.
Yeah.
And there was the one guy who was, like, holding this girl, and they were really sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently that guy was cheating on his girlfriend because this picture was taken and shared a bunch, and then somebody on Instagram, Miss_Karina, said, "Hi, everyone. Yes, this is a picture of my trash-ass ex who is a serial cheater, and that is his side chick at the game. We are no longer together. We haven't been for a while, but he continues to lie every day, just like he lied about this trip. He said it was a guy's trip. He told me he'd cut this girl off, but clearly that was another lie. I normally wouldn't post my business, but literally my phone is blowing up, and while I appreciate you guys sending me this picture, I don't need to see it anymore." So the guy was caught busted. Because the Cowboys lost, this guy was caught busted. He would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that measly Mike McCarthy.
I'm going to go alternative here, though. She in her comment, Miss_Karina, she in her comment, like, acknowledges that they're not together and they haven't been for a while. She sounds like Miss_Bitter_Karina. Like, I think this guy, if she's still trailing this guy, asking him who he's with, and she acknowledges herself that they've broken up a while ago, She might just be a little bit of a psycho trying to go viral. That's my thought.
Well, I mean, they're Cowboys fans, so whatever the relationship is, you know it's going to be messy because these people don't know what the hell they're doing with their life.
I mean, that's fair.
The women, the men, any of them.
They'll get over it. Duke basketball will be out in the March Madness in a few weeks.
Yeah, Duke basketball, the Yankees are expected to be well, although the Lakers are struggling, so they might be in trouble there.
You got that. All right, I shook off Meatloaf a little bit. Are we starting the morning off with playing the game of the most important questions for the weekend? What are we doing?
We were talking about that. Where are you watching the game? Are you tailgating? What side of the couch are you on? What's your favorite streaming service? Let's see. What's your favorite? What was your favorite like security toy as a kid? What else can we do? What kind of car do you drive? What's your social? All the good ones.
I'm going to answer first two first. Where am I watching the game? I'm actually, like a lot of other people, I'm going to be watching the game at the Bucks game. So I'm
going
to...
Oh, you're going.
At least I am. First half, I'll have to at least watch on my phone or maybe put an earbud in and listen to it. Second question, am I tailgating? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm taking the grill inside the Pfizer Forum. I'm going to try to get the beer brats going.
Good.
See if I can get through security. And then what was the final question? What was your childhood toy?
I always look, this is how I approach Radio Spark Guy. I come in, I think, what can I do to have people call in so that I can sit here and order boots for my wife?
I mean, so do you, so
because I, this I, is, I didn't think this was the way to do radio, but those before me, this is how they did it. So I just follow their lead.
So are you the kind of dude that, like, is taking direction from your wife, or are you just kind of feeding the – are you taking direction from your wife on the boot purchases, or are you just always kind of been into women's shoes? Like, there's two different kind of guys that might be buying the boots. I think it's most to the latter, though. I can't say – I don't think I've ever bought shoes for my wife. So is that always just kind of like I just like women's shoes, and I just kind of want to get away with it?
A little column A, little column two, yeah.
Huh, there you go. Well, one prediction, and I think – in some ways, it'll make the Packer fans more optimistic, but it makes it even more high stakes, the next two games. I think the Titans make the Super Bowl. I have not heard a single person say they think the Titans make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Why?
They are bad.
Yeah, but they beat the Chiefs by how much? And, like, that's the thing is I am still convinced, and I know that everyone's, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on the Niners. In an odd way, I do still feel like the Niners are the Packers' biggest test. It's not because the Niners are good. It's styles. Football really is kind of like boxing. You start breaking down boxers, it's not necessarily about who's the best. It's whose style contrasts another team's style. And when you look at the Titans, they have a lot of weaknesses, don't get me wrong, but they're at home. And if they play the Bengals, who's won, and then if the Chiefs, who I think will beat the Bills this weekend, if they play – both of those teams are susceptible to teams that play physical and can control the clock. And to some degree, that's why I think the Niners, in a weird way, are the strongest opponent that the Packers can face, because it's the same contrast. Whereas, like, the Rams, they're going to do the Cooper Kupp stuff. Maybe they can get Akers going, but they're really going to rely on the pass. Same thing with the Buccaneers if Fournette's not back. It's all about style. So I'm putting my flag in the ground. Titans are going to make the Super Bowl. Because nobody is saying it, and they have a path of two teams that they can beat on style.
All right, you heard it here first. Spark Guy is taking the Titans.
Yeah, and then they're going to get crushed in the Super Bowl, but they're going to make it at least. So,
all right, buddy, good to hear from you.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Spark Guy calling us, 414-799-1250.
And non-shocking news for you. I was just watching my usual. Everybody took the Packers to win.
Except on Good Morning Football?
Correct. Except for your boy, Peter Schrager,
who is TBD. This guy. He said TBD?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He didn't make his mind up yet.
Because he won't pick against John Lynch. You people think that, why is Bart obsessed with these guys? Because I'm right! Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football, his biggest accomplishment in life is that John Lynch can pick him out of a crowd. He is a flea on John Lynch, because John Lynch used to work at Fox, and so John Lynch is why everybody loves the Niners in the media, because John Lynch is one of them. He's one of their boys, and that's why he got into the Hall of Fame before Leroy, because you got everybody in the media pushing for it. I'm not wrong about this. John Lynch does not get in the Hall of Fame before Leroy, or maybe ever, if he doesn't work at Fox. This is what these guys do. Leroy's out here busting his ass to try to curb bullying in Wisconsin. And yes, I did say bullying. I don't know why. Bullying in Wisconsin. He's busting his ass to get you the most premium, affordable vodka that you can celebrate for touchdowns on Saturday night. He's busting his ass at every pick and save. You know what? I went into a pick and save the other day. I saw Leroy stocking shells. He said, don't tell anyone I'm here. I just like to help out. John Lynch is up there in his ivory tower. Ay, ay, ay. Dave is in Cudahy on a Friday. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was ready for some meatloaf. I got attributed that earlier, right?
Coked up. Somebody, meatloaf? Yeah. Somebody says they think you're a coked up meatloaf.
I mean, to be fair, I did play Eddie from Rocky Horror like years ago. That was Meatloaf's role.
Okay.
Think some hot patootie.
Yeah, I haven't played Paradise by the Dashboard Lights yet, but that's always a classic.
Oh, that one's my favorite. Just the first part, though. Like, the first part is, like, that's the one that I have to listen to. And then, depending on my mood, I'll listen to the rest of the song.
I always liked the guy calling, like, a baseball game, but it was about something else.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun also. Bart, I emphasize this to Toby. I'm ready for today to be done with. In fact, I'm ready for not only today, but Saturday to be over with, because I just want to know who the Packers are going to play in the championship round next weekend.
I can't get Peter Schrager out of my head. I'm so pissed off about it. He took TBD.
TBD.
That's lazy.
My
That's
God.
That's sloppy. That's sloppy. Peter Schrager. Go, you better send him a tweet right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll craft one up right here.
I was looking for my next media fight.
Perfect. What, you had that dude from what the heck was it? Wasn't he like a football guy that like was that actually wrote like basketball articles?
Oh, sweet sassy that? Evan Massey. Yeah, I yeah, owned Massey. His ass.
He had something the other day saying the Bucks might be interested in Justin Holliday.
Yeah. So breaking news: the Bucks are not interested in Justin Holliday.
Yeah, both those two. You know, tag him in on it, too. That way he can, like, feel your wrath.
Yeah.
But for real, I'm just there's just no way. There's no chance in hell that the Packers lose this game. I am so confident on this. My brother is very confident on this. He said if the Packers lose, he's going to get a Mark Davis haircut. So that ugly bowl thing that he wears. I mean, it's asinine to even think that the 49ers have a chance.
This 49ers team can beat this Packers team based on talent. It can happen in a different year, in a different situation, but it's just not going to happen this year. It's not, it's not happening. I'm not saying the 49ers are Jacksonville coming in here and being a terrible team. I respect them. I think that they know what they are, and they execute to their strengths. Well, but they're not beating this Packers team this weekend. It ain't happening.
Kyle Shanahan gets far too cute when he starts coaching, especially if he gets ahead, which I think is going to be a downfall of his. Because let's just be honest. I definitely see the 49ers being up by the end of the first quarter. Heck, it could even be by the end of the first half, because that's just who the Packers are. They're slow to start, and they need something. They need to, you know, kind of make that energy inside of them, like, move. But by the time that the clock hits zero in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a Packers win. I think it's going to be a two-score game. You know, I'm not saying necessarily 14 points, but I'm thinking like 10 or 12. And it's going to be a pretty easy coast into the next round.
I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you 100%.
All right.
I'd say 110%, but that's an insult to math. 100 is the most you can go.
I appreciate you doing that for me, because that's like one of those pet peeves that you never mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have a good one. I'm going to go and live life. I don't know.
Okay, you go live life.
Okay, later.
All right, Dave. That's Dave in Cudahy. This is a Fry Dave, and we're bringing you the latest in Green Bay Packer and San Francisco 49er coverage, as we will have the pregame show tomorrow as well. That'll be at 6 o'clock, and then we'll have the postgame show afterwards. One other thing that I want to tell you guys, and this is coming from the bottom of my heart, and you know it. I would do anything for a clean car, but I won't go anywhere besides Scrub-a-Dub. I will go anything for a clean car. I will do anything, but I won't go anywhere but Scrub-a-Dub. I love Scrub-a-Dub, Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. Wash your car every day. You can get endless car washes for just $13 a month. Try to find a deal that good anywhere, it can't be done. Oh, my car's so dirty, it looks like it's been through hell. And there is a great deal out there, I feel it, I can tell. And is it at Scrub-a-Dub? As long as my wheels are turning, I should have said that line before. Who cares? The point is the same. I will go anywhere for a car wash, as long as it's a Scrub-a-Dub. For just $13 a month, how can I not do that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Weave. weekend is here, and you know what that means.
There's nothing like this game. It's a special game.
Football.
It gives you so many lifelong memories and friendships, and I'm so thankful to still be playing and still be playing at a high level in year 17. And
it's a pick and save Football Friday on 1250 AM, The Fan. Brought to you by your local pick and save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Tell that Rush Limbaugh, tell Hillary and Bill.
Oh, tell them what?
I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell Will and Scott, tell Oprah and Phil.
And Regis too.
I love my Green Bay Packers. I'll bet even Ditka's a secret Packer fan.
He ain't so dumb.
He knows the best shellackers. So if you're green with envy, wear gold, they're perfect matchers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Ba-ba, hey, man, this is Elvis, and I love my Green Bay
Eddie
Packers.
Eddie J. Lemberger, been cranking out these Packer hits for 30 years.
Oh, I miss my love.
Oh,
and I
Eddie.
Love my Green Bay Packers. I love
nasty.
My Green Bay.
414-799-1250.
Can we just play this on repeat?
Well, that's what the pregame show is going to be.
All right.
Just an hour of music. Because what do you want to hear? I'm serious.
A Packers top 40.
What do you want to hear an hour before kickoff? What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear that, or do you want to hear me going,
so it looks like Nick Bosa is active? It looks like Fred Warner's active. He's going to be someone the Packers have to run hard against. I mean, come on.
I like the second one.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes.
What's up, Doc?
Okay, maybe I got a bug somewhere in there. I'll work on that. 414-799-1250. It's Packer Pep Rally. All right. We think they're going to beat the Niners tomorrow. We're very confident of it. At least I am. Very confident. So confident that if they do not win, I might just fake sick or something. I don't know yet. Then you want to think about it. Corey is in Orlando. Corey, speak to us.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's good?
My best sports Christmas gift was a Don Beebe jersey back in the early mid '90s.
Ooh, Packers.
He's my fit. Yeah, okay. Packer jersey.
Didn't know if you were going with the Bills there or not.
No, he was a short, fast, white guy, so I related.
Did he go somewhere? Did he go to Carolina? Did he go somewhere else?
I don't think so. His son was with the Vikings, and I know he coaches somewhere in Illinois.
Look at me. I'm a genius. He played 1 year in Carolina before he came to Green Bay.
Ah, there we go.
So he went Bills, Carolina, and then Packers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, now he coaches at Aurora University. Which is in, I don't know, somewhere. Illinois. How about that?
There you go.
All right, what's up?
Education this morning. Well, I'm ashamed to admit it, but I need help getting hyped for this game.
That's okay. That's why we're here.
We haven't played a game since the Cardinals game where I was really amped and concerned. All the games since then have kind of been a walk in the park, and I've watched every game, but I haven't really been amped to the right level, and I'm excited for tomorrow, and I'm confident that we're going to win, but I don't have that same level of excitement that I should.
Well, and so I think that's
to you guys.
Yeah, that's fine, and I don't know if there's anything that I can do if I haven't done it already. I think once you see the Packers run out on the field, I think that's when it's going to hit it for you. Just me saying that honestly gave me goosebumps. Envisioning the crowd, envisioning the Packers coming out, envisioning, you know, just that whole scene. I'm getting goosebumps. I think once that happens, you'll feel right where you need to feel.
And that's what I'm expecting to, and I hope you're right, because I would hate to go into the playoffs with the same mentality that I went into week 14 through 18.
But also, in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur, it's fair to say the playoffs for us and the season for us doesn't really start until the NFC Championship game based on his track record. So if you never fully get there, I understand that too, because we've got bigger fish to fry.
Also true. Well, I appreciate it, and I'll look forward to the rest of the show and the pregame tomorrow.
All right, appreciate it, Corey. You'll get there, bud.
Thank you.
All right, Corey, 414-799-1250. Let's get to Carl on the south side. Always keeping it real. What's up, Carl?
Yeah.
Can I just keep it real on one thing right now?
Okay.
About Eddie.
Eddie J? No.
Eddie J.
No. No. Don't do it. Don't say it. I don't say it.
I got to keep it 100.
Okay.
Fart on those bars. It's a hype song for a reason. We're supposed to have one, man. We're overdoing it, man, with these hype songs.
What do you mean?
Like, I get sick and tired of hearing this stuff, man. Like,
well,
I'm pumped. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. And the last thing I want to hear is, like, the lamest Packer song to get up into the damn season. Like, I don't want to hear that. That doesn't get me going. That don't get my blood going. But, of course, Rami liked it. You know, out of all people, I knew he would love it. Like, you were onto something when you were like, it just don't move me, right? It don't move me. It doesn't move me. So, Eddie, I'm sorry. That just doesn't move me, man. As far as this game is concerned.
What about if a former Packer was singing the song?
I wouldn't give a dag
like,
if Vince Lombardi came out and started singing it.
Like Jump in the Stands, Robert Brooks.
I hear that song, man. I think that is corny.
Some of you a Packer fan. Sing it all across the land.
Oh, my God. You're better than this.
Remember when Leroy Butler invented the leap and then Robert Brooks tried to steal it from him? People forget.
Well, I mean, he put it on with that song, but I mean, golly, man, we have some terrible songs. We have some terrible music. And this is why I'm torn, because I don't want to hate on our own music, but I mean, can we get somebody better than this?
Come on, Carl. We got different flavors. You got G-Force. You got that song from Robert Brooks.
G-Force.
You got
like
Eddie
G-Force.
J. I mean, you got all these different songs. You can choose which one you like.
But don't Bucks Left sound like the Packer theme song now?
Well, that I agree with.
Like it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no creativity with it, like with his voice. And he's got a great voice. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, come on. It sounds just like Bucks Left.
What about, did you hear yesterday, did you hear Ball So Hard by Big Verb?
No, I did not. I did not. So I will not.
Here's a little Ball So Hard.
Ball So Hard, 49ers should have signed him. Every week he reminds them. What's the
cut that off.
Gonna do?
Cut that off now. Cut that off now. That is a -5 out of -5. That was
wow.
Terrible. That was terrible.
You only let it play for 5 seconds.
That was terrible. I didn't even need to hear it for 2 seconds. That was terrible. Fart on those bars. Straight up. That was terrible, man.
Darryl.
I should never have to be, you know, subjected to that ever in my life.
Wow.
But look, Bart, why does everybody think it's 2019?
I don't know. Why does everyone think it's 2012?
Why are we the only team getting judged by our past?
I don't know.
Like we still have Blake Martinez running at linebacker.
I don't
know. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
I don't know.
We are going to trounce the 49ers. It's not even going to be funny. Like, we're not going to even want to watch after the second half. That's how crazy good we're going to tear this team apart. Why are we doing this as a fan base? Why are we letting Peter Schrager? Who is that guy, bro? Like, he got two chins? Who is this clown? Like, why do we elect guys like that? Like the Shannon Sharps of the world. Like the Skip Baylesses of the world. Why do we let guys like that determine how good we are? We're the number one seed for a reason, man. Relax, everybody. This is the year. You already know we're going to play a good team because we're in the playoffs, stupid. What's wrong with y'all? I don't get this, man. What's all these nerves and, I don't know, and I hope that we can do it as a team, and I hope the defense shut up. We're going to do it.
Was that an impression of me?
Super Bowl. That's what we're going to do. This Super Bowl is coming back to Lombardi.
Yeah.
Lombardi Avenue.
Hey, Lombardi's the name on the trophy. It belongs here.
Hey, listen, you know what I'm saying, all right?
I know what you're saying.
Let's not do this on live air here. Look, man, all I'm saying is I don't like the music. I don't like the media, the sports media right now coming at our team. We need a change, all right? So if somebody is out there in the studio right now, please get us a better hype song than what we got right now, because I'm not buying it. But other than that, Green Bay up big. Go Pack, go. I love all the fans. I love everybody up in Green Bay. Pray for these guys to be warm when they're playing. That's all I can say. Please pray for them to be warm, because my God, it's going to be cold. So y'all take it easy. If it's easy enough, take it twice. I'm out.
All right. Thanks, Carl. What about this one? This one I never liked. This is a Fly Like a Cheesehead. They won. They be acting like they won.
Mac is number one.
We on the frozen tundra, like a blizzard. Opponents going under. We cracking Miller from Lombardi up to Lambo. Gotta see it, cause I'm feeling so fly, like a cheesehead. Like a cheesehead, like a cheesehead. Nah, 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 now I'm feeling so fly, like a cheesehead.
I don't appreciate the ripoff parodies. Like, I appreciate, like, when you just have your own a song.
Yeah. Like the Weisenheimers. Go, you Packers, go, go.
Go, you Packers, go, go. Go, you Packers, go, go.
Which is the music we use for Andy and Heartland. Andy, what's up?
Good morning, my brothers. Happy
Where are you
Friday.
Watching the game? Are you tailgating? Who are you watching it with?
I'll be at my brother's house watching the game, probably grilling out. But going to stay inside, stay warm, and watch a Packers victory.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Well, I have a couple things. There's another song. I don't know if you remember this one. I'm a Cheesehead Baby.
Yeah, the Pride of Wisconsin,
oh,
CWA.
Don't,
yeah.
You know. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. But I think, thinking about it, Devondre Campbell, I think, really wants to prove to everybody that he is worth the All-Pro selection. I think he's going to have a huge game, personally.
Yeah, we're talking about when they used to run all over us. Now we have an All-Pro middle linebacker. I think
exactly,
things are a little different here.
Right? And, hey, I've been if you'll indulge me, this is really off the cuff, but I came up with a parody song to the tune of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah, do I need to find the music or something?
Well, I don't. I mean, I can sing it for you.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to have... Because this is really just off the cuff.
All right, why don't you try it, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, all right. The devil went up to Lambo. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young boy playing with a football and throwing it hard, and the devil jumped and made a Lambo leap and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a football player too. If you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you throw a pretty good football, son, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a trophy of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Aaron, and it might be a sin. But I'll take your bet. You're going to regret because I'm the best you've ever been."
Toby?
And it just goes on from there.
I mean, he rhymed well. Dropping some bars.
Hey,
the devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden trophy on the ground at Aaron's feet. And Aaron said to Aaron, "Just come on back if you want to ever try again. I haven't told you once, you son of a bitch. I'm the best there's ever been."
Ah, Andy. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. All right. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Go Pack.
Go Pack. I've got A for effort. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. I thought it was pretty good.
I'm just trying to like have an internal moment of what am I cultivating here? Like what is the directive of the show?
Yeah, I feel like we've had a little more singing the last couple of
weeks. What do I want the show to be? Do I want it to be where...
American Idol tryouts.
Yeah, do I want people to be able to just call in and sing and it's just like a part of the day?
Yeah, why not?
Like it's normal? I don't know yet. I'm trying to figure that out. John is in Jersey. All right.
I can't follow that guy up.
Yeah, you got to follow him up.
No, listen.
Why don't you sing some Bon Jovi?
No, I like the one you had too before that. It sounded kind of... I'm a club music guy. I'm from the disco days. So I like that one that was kind of like clubby, that clubby music. As far as Schrager goes, what do these guys do? What's their credentials to be on a show like everybody's saying? He's a homer. He's a California Cali homer. He loves the Rams and the Niners. You know, what does he know? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand what these guys, how they get on these shows.
I have no idea where Peter Schrager came from. Some of these guys, they just pop up. It's like when I first started here, people were like, who the hell is this guy?
Well, you had the name recognition.
From what?
Bart.
Oh, Bart, okay.
So I'll be home in my living room with my two sons and my wife with my TV, 65-incher that I told you about the other day. And we sit in the same, I sit in my chair, they sit on the couch. My son stands up the whole game. In fact, my daughter wants to come up with her boyfriend. I said, absolutely not. She wants to come over and watch it with us. So, absolutely not, because you'll jinx us. Every time she comes up, they lose. So I said, when we get to the Super Bowl, then you can come up. No problem. But not Saturday night.
Not Saturday night.
I'll have wings. I'll have, you know, pizza, all that kind of stuff. And that's it, man. Just looking for a big victory, man. I think we're going to roll them.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, the Niners could score right away. If they score on that first drive, everybody's going to melt down, you know.
The only thing I did, though, Bart, the other day, I tortured myself. I watched the Falcons with Vic come up and kick our butt.
Why on earth would you do that?
I don't know. You know, I was kind
of,
you know, I don't know.
Of all the old Packer games you could watch, why would you willingly do that?
Favre was horrible in that game. Oh, my God. But, hey, listen, guys, all the way, I'll talk to you Monday.
All right, John. See you, buddy. And he hung up before I hung up on him. 414-799-1250. Pete Bukowski, Locked On Packers. He'll join us at 8. Ryan Horvath will join us coming up at 9 with our picks in just a little bit as well. We've got a lot more for you. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means.
There's nothing like this game. It's a special game.
Football.
It gives you so many lifelong memories and friendships, and I'm so thankful to still be playing and still be playing at a high level in year 17. And
it's a pick and save Football Friday on 1250 AM, The Fan. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
It's pretty cool. It reminds me of the last time, 2013, when we played San Fran here in the playoffs. It was pretty cold that week, too, so a little similar to that.
Awesome. So we were just talking about how we should not think of old games, and then, hey, Randall Cobb, bringing up an old game. Just based on the weather, it's going to be cold. Temperatures in the teens, maybe lower, but the wind chill will be in effect. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer here from the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. He'll join us in 10 minutes. Steve is in Germantown. What's up, Steve?
Morning, Bart. How you doing, man?
Steve, I think I can start to find a song for you. What would you like?
Any song I can pick?
Yeah, for like an intro song. You can think about it. Think about it over the weekend.
I'll bug you Monday. I'll think about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That's very nice of you, Bart. That's a class.
Well, I'm a nice
right
guy. Yeah, I'm pretty great.
Absolutely. You're a wonderful father, you know, a loving husband, a fanatic Packers fan, owner, right? Owner?
Yeah, in honor of Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 of those ain't bad.
You know, I just heard about Meatloaf like 5 minutes ago. That sucks.
I know.
That's really bad. But how old was he?
74.
That's pretty young, though, still, you know? That's not that old.
Yeah, I mean, every time somebody passes away, I still think I feel like the age is young.
Yeah.
Even Betty White, I was like, man, she's only 99.
Well, that's good. Well, rest in peace, Meatloaf, man. That's a tough one to hear.
Yeah.
But it is a prediction Friday, Bart. We got to move on to blue skies here, you know?
Blue skies. It's a beautiful morning. It's kind of a weird, wacky Friday.
It's a weird, wacky Friday indeed. I want to drop a few predictions on you, if you don't mind.
Hit me.
All right, Bart. Let's see. I'm going to go with Rodgers has at least 2.5 tutties. I'll go over the 2.5.
Okay.
I'm going to go AJ Dillon, 17 carries for about 89 yards and a score.
So what do you think? What do you think they're going to do with Jones?
I think he might get a score too. I'm seeing equal carries. I don't see why they can't get those guys each at least 15.
So we're going to run the ball 35 times?
Maybe not 35, but if we can at least run it to 25, 30 total, that'd be good. I mean, keep them off balance.
I really like Aaron Jones.
I love Aaron Jones, man. The guy's a stud. He's the burner. You know, he hasn't really had that breakout, like, run this year, has he? He hasn't had like, anything that was over 65 yards, I don't think.
I feel like he has, but my memory's very bad.
Yeah, me too. Either way, I'm looking forward for both running backs in a big game. I think Jones gets in the end zone. I think Jones is going to be the workhorse. He's going to get us. Well, I think Jones will have over 100 yards of scrimmage total. I'll say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too.
And then I'm looking at the total score. Packers 34, Niners 17, 20 at the most.
You know, is this really obnoxious to say? I don't think the game is even going to get finished because I think the Niners are going to be getting beaten so bad they're just going to go home in the third quarter.
I'm fine with that, too. No problem. I have zero problem with that. But I just really cannot see Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, with the reports that shoulder is pretty sprained up and not feeling good, I can't see them coming to Lambeau. You know, I just can't see it. He's not the quarterback that's going to get a win in the playoffs from. I just can't see it happening in this stage. I just really can't.
No.
He's done it maybe before in the past, but he's not good, man. He's just not.
Yeah. Well, he's okay, but he's not coming to Lambeau upset the number one seed good.
He's not. I can tell you one thing, Rami, if you're listening, he's not better than Josh Allen. I can definitely say that. But I'm thinking 34-20, we'll say, Bart. That's my final answer.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Go back, baby.
Steve, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's get to Paul, who is in Texas. What's up, Paul? Paul, I agree. I don't know if I'd say that. Yeah, possibly. Well, that you can't say on the radio, Paul. I'm gonna have to put you back on hold. You guys hear this from Paul? Incredible. Wow. Dave is in Pleasant Prairie. Dave.
Hey, Bart. What's happening this morning?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, man. I'm just so geeked about tomorrow's game. I think we're going to win. I respect the 49ers, but I think that we're just a better team.
We're the better football team.
That's right. And I think with our crowd and everything else, I'm hyped. I'm ready to go. I want to get this win, and I want to go to the NFC Championship, baby!
Yeah, Dave!
You have a great weekend.
Thanks for the wonderful call. Dave, clearly good at managing his time throughout the day. Let's get to Ward, who's in Park City. What's up, Ward?
Hey, Bart.
What's up?
I'm calling this first-time caller.
First-time caller?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me welcome you into the show the right way.
All right.
Don't be a foreigner to the show, as Chuck would say.
I love it.
What's up?
I just recently this year discovered your station and listen to you every morning. Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And yesterday, we received in the mail, my wife surprised me with ownership stock. So I am now proud owner of the Green Bay Packers. And I'm going to watch the game with my buddy in Beach Park and down in his Packer cave, our Packer cave.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some Leroy Butler brats.
Ooh, yeah.
And watch the game. And then just enjoy it and enjoy a Packer victory. 31-17.
Hey, so you've been an owner for what, a day?
A day.
Doesn't your life just feels like your eyes are open to this new world of you just feel like not only is the world look better, you just know you're better than most other people.
I know. I've shown. I took a picture of the certificate, and I'm showing it to everybody at work and everybody I know. And yes, it's just wonderful to be a Packer fan.
You are an owner of an NFL team, and no one can take that away from you.
No.
Because if they did, there's no value to them. But you are an owner, and I am too.
We are owners
together, and I'll see you at the meeting.
All right. I'll see you there.
All right. Have a good one, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Ward, first-time caller on his birthday. What better way to start your birthday? You get a piece of stock in the mail. You talk to me. You get to hear Peter Bukowski coming up next. My God. I mean, it makes all other birthdays pale in comparison. 414-799-1250. Peter Bukowski locked on today and locked on Packers. He will join us next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.